1, 2, 3, 4. Baby, please don't go. Lord, I need you so. But I'm a float down the river to another show. All those leaves falling on their beds. Moving on the grid, wasting years. I got big rock every day. Big rock, baby, near every way. Big rock rolling, it's in my way. I'm always down the river today. Well, there's only so much that a man can stand. High and dry was never in my plans. But it's as you want, then it's as you get. You won't need a coat to keep from getting wet. I got big rock every day. Big rock, baby, every way. Big rock rolling, it's in my way. I'm gonna stand the river today.
Down on public radio WVTF. I tell you what, this little studio can barely contain all that music. It's Black King Cole in from West Virginia to perform for us on Roots Down for a Roots Down session with Alan Dale Sizemore. How are you, man?
Doing well. How about yourself?
I'm fine. And Clint Lewis, you don't have to speak. You told me not to talk to you. It's fine.
Captain Easy.
Oh, man, that is some good stuff there.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Well, you've been described as Appalachian soul and gritty roots rock, and I think you live up to that that title right there.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty apt moniker. Appalachian blues, soul, and, you know, whatnot, maybe should be the tagline.
Yeah, out of White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia. And tell me a little bit about yourself. How'd you get started, and what's the influence there?
Well, I started playing music in 1985 was the first time was my first actual paid gig. So I've been on this 32 years this year. And started out, of course, like everybody did in the mid-80s, playing Metallica. So I kind of did that for a couple years because that's all I could find that people wanted to play. And then over the years, I've had quite a few bands, but the biggest band I had was a band called Russ Kings, and I had that band from about 1992 to 2009. And then me and Clint were in a band called The Wild Rumpus, and we've been together for the last 10 years or so. So I had two bands going at one time, and we've traveled all over the country playing music just about everywhere you can think of. And that was the Rumpus was more, I kind of coined the phrase with Russ Kings of Appalachian Stompgrass is what we call it. And we kind of expanded on that a little bit in the Rumpus. And so that's what we've been doing for a while. And I started doing Black King Cole, going back to my blues roots that I've always been a blues player. Even when I was doing all the Metallica stuff, the blues is what caught me. Muddy Waters, I love Muddy Waters. One of the first things I ever fell in love with. So I decided I'm going to go back and start doing that kind of stuff. So about the last, 4 years, I guess, now, we've been doing Black King Cole. And we've put an album out last February, a live album that we record live, no overdubs, nothing, at a place called the 35th Star in Fayetteville, West Virginia. We did a recording there, and that's what we've been selling for the last year. And now we got a studio album coming out in March, and that's the title track off of it.
Big Rock. That is right there.
Yeah, that was. It's called Big Rock, and it kind of harkens back a little bit to the 50s and 60s with a little bit of blues and some soul, and even a little bit of funky kind of stuff on there. So I just write whatever comes into my head. And the other fellow that was in the Rumpus with us, Andrew Atkins, I like to steal his songs upon occasion and record them. So he'll have a couple songs on there too, probably. But
all right. Well, you got something else from that one, or are you going to go back a little bit to give us another one?
This is the sort of funky one that we got.
All right, it's Black King Cole on Roots Down on WVTF. Roots Down on Public Radio WVTF with the Black King Cole in the studio. I want to point out that all this music is coming from two guys, Allendale Sizemore and Clint Lewis, just two of them in the studio producing all that wonderful sound there. Now, the name of that one again?
Got to Go.
Got to Go. Is that off the new album?
It is on the new album, yes.
All right. Tell me about your recording process and the writing process. You talked about stealing some songs from a friend of yours. But
yeah, I actually stole that one from another friend of mine.
do you collaborate a lot, or do you come up with it on your own, and do you just wait for it to strike, and then you say you got enough for an album? How does that work?
It depends. I mean, I've got hundreds and hundreds of songs, honestly, and that's not even an exaggeration. And then, you know, somebody writes a song that I like and fits what we can do, or we can turn it into something that'll fit what we do, then, you know, I'm not one of these guys that's got to be my song. A song's a song. If it's a good song, it's a good song. And so I try to do them. And then, you know, as far as inspiration for me, sometimes, man, they'll come to me real quick, just be a line or something, and then the song just kind of writes itself. Some of them, you know, it takes a year to write. you know, you fool with it, you do this, you do that. You know, Black King Cole is a little bit easier because we just kind of get funky and bluesy and just go with it. I don't get extremely deep with them generally. You know, it's all about having a good time, getting people up and dancing, tapping their feet, you know.
You mentioned influences like Muddy Waters. It's got to be some country in there, too, somewhere, doesn't it?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hank Williams is an influence. Johnny Cash. You know, we do a little bit of all that stuff. I like a lot of the old country stuff. We take some songs and we just kind of do them in our style. You know, bluegrass influences. I still love bluegrass. We still play a lot of bluegrass. You know, Clint's a phenomenal bluegrass player, bass, guitar, fiddle, whatever.
That's
I started
cool.
out playing banjo
really?
When I was 12. I do a lot of banjo playing still. Yeah, everything influences me, man. I try to let everything in there a little bit.
Well, and where might people catch you sometime? How far out do you go now when you go out and play?
I go as far as they're willing to pay me. We'll be doing some East Coast tours this year. We'll head up to Boston, New York City. We go down to Asheville and into Georgia, you know, Nashville, Cincinnati, St. Louis. I don't go a lot further than that right now because, you know, we don't like to stay on the road for 2 and 3 weeks at a time. So we kind of try to keep it to, you know, if we can make a 4 or 5 day run and go do 4 or 5 shows, that's pretty cool.
Well, all right then. Well, look for them out on the road. In the meantime, we can hear something else live from them right now. What else you got?
So yeah, we're going to do this one here. This isn't actually going to be on the Big Rock album. It's going to be on the one after that. We're working on it already too. So like I say, we got a backlog of songs that we're trying to get out. But see how this goes. We don't put on no sad eyes. This time I'm for real. Don't you dare put on that red dress. You know how it makes me feel. And I'm leaving this time for good. Like I told you I would walk out that door. I ain't gonna stop. Get inside your heart. Get my soul out of harm. Get my head on the straight. My life on the level. And I've seen heaven. The devil. Wipe those tears from your face. I don't believe them anymore. You're sweet to the touch, girl. Rotten to the core. And I don't wanna argue. And I don't wanna fight. And I don't know who's wrong, girl. And I don't care who's right. Get my head on straight. My life on the level. And I've seen heaven in the eyes of the devil.
Well, I've made some mistakes in my life. No, you ain't the first. Pray to God that you're the last one. Hope to God you're the worst. And say what you want. Cause we both know the truth. I was caught up in heaven, and Lord, it was in the eyes of you. Get my head on the straight, my life on the level, and I've seen heaven in the eyes of the devil. My head on straight, my heart's on the level, and I've seen heaven.